Hola.
Hola.
Bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
Today we are doing an intermediate videocast and we are talking about reflexive verbs.
¿Verdad? Verbos reflexivos.
Correcto. Pues hablamos de todo en la segunda parte.
Do you know a very typical mistake? People say reflective. Reflective verbs. I've heard that a lot.
Absolutely.
I suppose they also reflect. It works as well, reflective.
Reflective is a great word because we'll come under it. Mm. Reflective is exactly what they do. So what is a reflexive verb? Now, this is something I was reading through the help sheet because we're redoing because we're a lot older now.
Some
more than others.
More than others.
And I was reading their help sheet because there are help sheets that come with these videocasts. You can get them on our website. And it was a little thing that I used to say a long time ago, it was a song, a reflexive verb has an arse on the end, an arse on the end.
Really? I don't remember that song. I would remember.
Okay. Reflexive verbs, right, AR reflexive verbs, you can see because it's got A-R-S-E on the end. Okay. Uh-huh. So, but you've got other verbs like the ER verbs, that's erse, and then the IR verbs, which is irse. So you've got these endings and they've got the se on the end. What's the se, Cynthia?
The se indicates that the verb is in reflexive mode, let's say. Because not all the verbs are reflexive per se.
No.
You can make the verbs reflexive. Some
per
are
se. Per se. Yeah.
Per se. Yeah. Good use of that in this context. You can make almost any verb reflexive.
Yeah.
Almost any. Yeah. Not every verb, but almost any verb you can make it into reflexive. And also, reflexive verbs by nature, something that you usually do to yourself, you can many times use them in a non-reflexive way.
Sure, sure. And we'll come on to that. Mm-hmm. So a reflexive verb, you spot it because it's got a say stuck on the end. And the say is oneself.
Oh, yes.
That's what it stands for, mm-hmm. oneself, okay? So what's important, because as Cynthia said, people talk about reflexive verbs being reflective verbs. So reflexive verbs, the very first thing that we need to understand about them is that they are selfish verbs. Right? And that's not a slight on verbs. You know, I'm not criticizing them. It's just a way of remembering.
Because you, when you use it, you are being selfish.
Me amo. Me quiero mucho. So, what do I mean by reflexive verbs or selfish verbs? Because whenever you use them, the word self appears. So, if we think about reflective, what a reflexive verb is doing is doubling back the action onto yourself. Mm-hmm. With a reflexive verb, and this is another idea, if you keep it in mind, it helps you. Nobody else is involved. Only the person, the one person, is involved in the action. That's why we use, for example, if we think about ducharse, to get showered.
Exactly.
To shower oneself, yeah?
And now that you've said a point to make as well is, Gordon said, it's in English you have the myself, yourself, herself. But also, in English, you get a lot of times the get, to get showered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to get showered, it would be the verb in infinitive.
Yeah.
In reflexive mode.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if not, it would be to shower. Then you could shower somebody else. But sure. To get showered. So many times in English, you've got the get for something that you do unto yourself.
It's true.
Like to get scared.
Yeah.
Instead of to scare.
Yeah.
It could be someone else.
To get dressed.
To get up. To get down.
My advice is to not use get, because all of those, everything, every example that Cynthia said can be yourself. I'm going to shower myself. I'm going to dress myself. And what you end up having to do is to think in those terms of, this is something I'm doing to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Will you conjugate for us the verb ducharse, to shower oneself?
With the reflexive
yes.
form. Me ducho, te duchas, se ducha, nos duchamos, os ducháis, se duchan.
Okay.
So the pronoun and the verb have to match.
Yeah.
So me, the pronoun for myself, and then ducho, I shower.
Yeah.
Because you shower yourself, so I shower myself. Me ducho.
And yeah? It's a good point that Cynthia sent, because it can only be reflexive if the pronoun, the me, goes with the jo form of the verb.
Exactly.
If it's anything different, it's not reflexive anymore,
exactly.
because it's got to be something that you do to yourself. Just so you know, the pronouns, at early intermediate, I'm sure you know, the pronouns go like this. Me, te, se, nos, os, se. Okay? And they refer exactly to that person. Me, yo, te, tu, se, he, she,
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what happens is this. I say, me ducho por la mañana. I get showered. I shower myself every in the morning. Okay? And then you say...
That's a lie.
No cada mañana. Dos veces a la semana. Twice a week, whether I need it or not. Okay.
What do I say?
No, you don't say anything. You just
okay.
You just tell everybody how often I shower. What happens is this. When we say nos duchamos.
Sí.
Okay. What we're not saying is that we're in the shower together. We are showering one another. That's not what nos duchamos
It could
is.
Be a possibility.
It could be a possibility.
Nos duchamos mutuamente, mm-hmm. mutually. Then yes, it would mean I shower you, you shower me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm performing an action that I'm receiving as well.
Sure.
Even though I'm receiving it via you. But still, I'm receiving the action I'm performing.
Cynthia's used that word mutuamente, okay? O el uno al otro.
El uno al otro.
When we're using that, it's not a reflexive verb anymore. If we're
no.
all doing it together, it's a verb that's called, that the name's not coming to mind.
Reciprocal.
And Cynthia's going to... Reciprocal. It's a reciprocal verb. It's not
yes.
reflexive.
No, in that case, it's not reflexive.
No. So reflexive verbs only ever, doesn't matter whether you're talking plural or singular, it's only ever one person doing something to themselves.
But it would be reflexive if I'm referring about individually, we shower ourselves.
Yes.
Like I shower myself, he showers himself. So that would be nos duchamos, that would be reflexive.
It's reflexive.
It's just two people doing an action.
Separately.
Separately.
To themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that would be reflexive. So
yeah.
In that scenario, with the nos duchamos, depending on the context, could either mean it to each other or individually to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's reflexive, it's only, that's why we call it a selfish verb, you do it to yourself.
Yes.
You're not doing it to anybody else or whatever. So, and they're everywhere. Reflexive verbs are everywhere in Spanish, and especially in the activities that we do in the morning. I mean, they're everywhere, but in the morning, I wake up.
Despertarse.
Despertarse. Get up.
Levantarse.
Get washed.
Lavarse. And can you notice the get in English?
Exactly.
Lavarse.
Yeah. Get dressed.
Vestirse.
Yeah. Okay, so now I think it's time to have a little bit of a conversation so
no.
you can hear reflexive
heavy.
Verbs being used, okay, in real life.
In real life.
In real life. Is this real life, Cynthia? Cynthia.
Dime, Gordon.
Típicamente, ¿a qué hora te levantas por la mañana?
Me levanto típicamente a las 7. Me levanto
siete.
A las 7. ¿Y tú a qué hora te levantas?
Típicamente, sabía que me iba a preguntar eso.
Es una pregunta
típicamente
normal.
Me levanto a eso de las 8. O las 8. Por eso he dicho a eso de.
Entre las 8 y las 9 y media. A eso de las 8.
¿Cómo se dice aquí en España? Me levanto a primera hora a eso de...
No, Gordon durante muchos años se levantaba a las 5, las 6 de la mañana. Muchos años. Yo no, yo me levantaba a las 7 y media, 8, 7 y me... o sí. 7, entre 7 y 8, no recuerdo ahora, 7 y media más o menos. Y Gordon se levantaba a las 5, 5 y media, 6 de la mañana. Entonces, ahora él está en su momento de descansar.
30 años levantándome temprano. Ahora no. Cintia, por la mañana, típicamente, ¿te tomas un té o un café?
Sí, me tomo un café.
Un café. ¿Te tomas un café antes o después de vestirte?
Me tomo un café después de vestirme.
Ah, entonces...
Mucho después de vestirme.
Sí. Vale. ¿Y por la mañana sueles ducharte o lavarte?
Por la mañana me ducho.
¿Te duchas?
Sí, todos los días.
Sí, vale.
¿Y tú por la mañana, Gordon, te tomas un café, un té u otra cosa?
Por la mañana siempre me tomo un cacao.
Un
con
cacao.
Agua caliente.
Con agua caliente.
Sí, o dos, la verdad.
O dos, o tres a veces.
No, no, tres no, ya no.
Pero los cacaos de Gordon son tazas de piscina olímpica.
Ahora no.
Son así, son de
no.
Medio litro
de
agua.
No, no, no,
no,
lo niego. Ahora no. Yo tengo una taza que en la que pone en esta casa...
Sí, mandan mis huevos.
Mandan mis huevos, ¿no? Antes sí, usaba una taza así, pero ahora no, porque estaba bebiendo demasiado.
La primera vez que yo vi una taza así de grande fue en Waterstones.
Waterstones.
Waterstones en Darlington, en el centro comercial, no recuerdo ahora, Windmill... Something Mill.
Corn Mill.
Corn Mill Center, Shopping Center. Y había un Waterstones y había libros y todo esto, y también había un servicio de café y té. Y pedí un té, ¿vale? Yo un té, no sé, una taza normal. Y me dieron la taza más grande. Gordon.
Era como un bol de...
Era un bol de...
¿De sopa?
Sí. De té. Pues me lo bebí. Me bebí todo el té.
Estuvimos allí una hora y media. Pero ella... Voy a bebérmelo.
Wow, nunca me han dado una taza tan grande de té. Porque normalmente en España te dan una taza pequeña o un vaso, pero luego te dan... ¿Sabes las teteras chiquititas?
Sí.
Y hay muy poca agua. Y un poquito de leche.
Aquí en
España.
Es como
limitado, pero...
Pides un té, ¿vale? Pides un té, viene y la taza es tan pequeña que no puedes meter tu dedo por el ¿cómo se llama?
Agujero.
El agujero, el mango, ¿no? El,
sí.
No entra el dedo. Entonces tienes
bueno,
que como apretar muchísimo... Sí.
Y tienes que poner el meñique.
Es imposible, tanta fuerza de levantar. No, no puedes hacer eso a la
sí.
vez. Bueno, entonces, that's your reflexive verbs for you.
And others.
And a little bit more of a story.
A story about Waterstones.
These days you wouldn't drink a tea that big now.
I would if I didn't have to go anywhere for the next 5 hours, because I'll be needing the loo every 10 minutes.
Es cierto. Bueno, chicos, muchas gracias por haber estado con nosotros. These lessons come with help sheets that are available on our website as well. If you want them in the store, you just go there and look for help sheets, okay? Pues eso es todo. Ahora nos vamos.
Y nos vemos.
Hasta luego. Adiós. Adiós. Reflexive verbs are what we call selfish verbs. And the reason is...
Don't you use those words. And then you'll have people saying, I'm not selfish.
No,
I'm not
selfish. How dare you talk about verbs like that?
I'm not selfish.